A Kansas legislator renewed attempts to rid the state of daylight savings time under a bill filed ahead of the state's 2025 legislative session, which begins later this month. Senate Bill 1, which was pre-filed on Friday, seeks to exempt Kansas from participating in the national practice of switching clocks back an hour every November and forward again every March. Senator-elect Kenny Titus, a Wamego Republican who was elected to the Senate in November after serving a term in the House, is sponsoring the bill that would create year-around standard time beginning November 2025. Recent attempts to put an end to the time changes at state and federal levels have failed, and the last attempt in Kansas was in 2021 when Representative Shannon Francis, a Republican from Liberal, drafted a resolution asking Congress to eradicate standard time and stick with daylight time year-round. Only Arizona, Hawaii, and the United States unincorporated territories are exempt from the switch. In 2022, the U.S. Senate passed a bill that would have made daylight saving time permanent, but the U.S. House declined to take it up. Though Titus said that despite the U.S. House's resistance, it shows there is popular support to at least talk about making a change. President-elect Donald Trump vowed last month in a post to social media platform X that the Republican Party would attempt to eliminate daylight saving time, calling it inconvenient and costly. Titus's bill provides for the possibility of Congress taking its own action and is the only Senate bill to be pre-filed so far. While the risk to the general public still remains very low, the Kansas Department of Health and Environment is reminding Kansans to practice caution around wild birds and backyard poultry amid increasing reports of highly pathogenic avian influenza, or HPAI, virus both nationally and within Kansas. HPAI is primarily an infection of wild birds. However, in the ongoing outbreak beginning in early 2022, numerous animal species have been infected, including domestic poultry, dairy cattle, wild carnivores like skunks and raccoons, and domestic cats. The virus is spreading by migratory waterfowl, primarily ducks and geese. Fall migration of wild birds increased in November and December, resulting in additional exposure to HPAI, and thus an increase in cases in domestic poultry in Kansas. Since December 3rd, the Kansas Department of Agriculture has identified HPAI in 6 non-commercial backyard flocks and 2 commercial flocks. Since the virus can infect humans who come in close contact with sick or dead birds and other infected animals, the Kansas Department of Health and Environment, in coordination with local health departments, monitors all exposed individuals for symptoms of influenza-like illness. And while no human cases have been identified in Kansas, 66 cases of HPAI have been confirmed in humans in the United States in 2024. Most of the infections in humans in the United States have been mild and primarily present as red, itchy eyes, but there is the potential for more severe illness, particularly in immunocompromised individuals. For more information on keeping yourself healthy while handling poultry, you can visit kdhe.ks.gov or cdc.gov/bird-flu. Current information regarding HPAI in animals in Kansas can be found at agriculture.ks.gov. A new law in Kansas allows you to choose from 7 distinctive license plate designs, as you can now choose plates from sports teams in Kansas City, including the Chiefs, Royals, and Sporting KC, and another license plate that helps promote the Sedgwick County Zoo in Wichita. The zoo is offering a distinctive license plate to provide support for the Sedgwick County Zoological Society. However, if you want the zoo plate, you'll need to apply annually and pay a royalty fee each year. Other license plate designs include the Topeka Zoo, Support the Troops, and First City of Kansas. On Tuesday, Governor Kelly announced that she signed Executive Order 2405, declaring tomorrow, Thursday, January 9th, as a day of mourning in honor of former President Jimmy Carter, and ordering that the state of Kansas offices will be closed. This coincides with the National Day of Mourning declared by President Biden, and state offices will reopen and resume normal operations on Friday, January 10th. In addition to the Day of Mourning, Governor Kelly directed flags throughout the state of Kansas to be flown at half-staff until sunset on January 28, 2025. A $22,677.52 grant from the Beach Family Foundation will help Developmental Services in Northwest Kansas purchase 2 new mobile health stations, 6 spot unit monitors, 16 Withings blood pressure machines, and contactless thermometers. This equipment, which is used to measure and monitor the vitals of an individual, will replace outdated mobile health stations. DSNWK President Jerry Michaud said this advanced equipment significantly improves the ability to monitor the health of the individuals they serve, ensuring accurate and timely assessments. He said the new and improved equipment will help DSNWK continue to provide a safe and efficient healthcare environment. Michaud added that DSNWK thanks the Beach Family Foundation for their continued support of people with intellectual and developmental disabilities in Northwest Kansas. DSNWK is a 501c3 nonprofit serving 18 counties in Northwest Kansas with a mission to advocate for people with disabilities and those who care about them by planning and supporting a life of dignity, interdependence, and personal satisfaction in the community. According to the Kansas Department of Health and Environment, carbon monoxide, or CO, is a colorless and odorless gas. CO is found in combustion fumes, such as those made by cars and trucks, portable generators, stoves, gas ranges, and heating systems. And CO from these fumes can build up in places that don't have enough ventilation of fresh air. Breathing high levels of CO can cause severe illness or death in a matter of minutes. Signs of carbon monoxide poisoning include headaches, dizziness, and nausea, and if CO levels are high enough, a person may become unconscious and die. The Kansas Department of Health and Environment says carbon monoxide poisoning is 100% preventable, and they have shared steps to take to protect you and your family from carbon monoxide poisoning. They include to not leave your car idling in your garage, even if a door is kept open to increase ventilation. If you have an elderly or disabled friend or family member, offer to check their carbon monoxide detector. Do not use a gas-powered stove to heat your home, and never run a grill, kerosene, or propane heater inside your home. Test your carbon monoxide detector to be sure it's functioning properly. Have your furnace and gas fireplaces inspected annually. And if your vehicle gets stuck in snow, make sure the tailpipe is clear of snow. For more information about carbon monoxide poisoning from the Kansas Department of Health and Environment, you can visit kdhe.ks.gov.